One of the most powerful storms to hit India and Bangladesh in years has mostly moved on, leaving millions of people to take stock of the devastation in its wake. Cyclone Amphan has claimed at least 96 lives. Winds reached 115 miles per hour. Water levels rose as high as 16 feet. Homes built of brick and mud washed away. Roads are now blocked by uprooted trees and downed power lines.
When you see the pictures, it's heartbreaking.
Dipankar Datta is with Oxfam in Bangladesh.
The scale of devastation is unbelievable. It has blown away the makeshift shelters. People, agricultural field is now already inundated under the water, the salty water. And you would see the whole wash facilities have been destroyed. You can see the sense of vulnerability. Every photo I look, you just see the sense of vulnerability people are facing.
Today, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi left lockdown and flew over the areas hit by the storm to assess the damage. Modi announced an emergency aid package today for the Indian state of West Bengal, $131 million. Nearly 3 million people have been evacuated out of the path of the cyclone, according to authorities in India and Bangladesh. The operation was made more complex by lockdown rules put in place to curb the spread of the coronavirus. Rukmi Khatun was forced to leave her village in West Bangladesh. She told the CBC that there are too many people at the shelter, that it's impossible to keep any distance. But Khatun said her family couldn't stay home either. She said they're trying to dodge both the storm and the coronavirus. The governments of India and Bangladesh are promising to build more shelters that will make social distancing possible. Heavy rains and flooding are expected in the area for several more days.